Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We have an exciting and interesting and powerful
topic today and discussion today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We need some breakthroughs in our lives. We need revelation. We need understanding of God's word. The word of God saying all thy ways and knowledge, him, he will direct our path. And the only way our path can be directed is by the word of God. And the only way that we can receive of God the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding, that will also come from God. So today, here on the Breakthrough Broadcast, we would like to welcome, first of all, our listening audience. We would like to welcome our panelists for today on Breakthrough Broadcast, which is Pastor Francina Shanks. And, of course, it will be yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Well, today we're going to talk about the Antichrist. Anything that's against God, anything that's not in agreement with God is an Antichrist. Anything that does not lift Christ up and exalt him, anything that will try to take glory and honor God has that spirit of that Antichrist. Well, we're going to talk about that today, the Antichrist. And the study text for your info is taken from Daniel, the 7th chapter, 1st through the 28th verse, Revelation 13, 1 through 18, and, of course, the 14th chapter, 6 through 13. The center twos would be those who follow the Antichrist in rebelling against God and his Christ will suffer eternal torment. Key verse taken from Revelation 12 and 11. The believer, which is the overcomer, it will be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. Just in case you didn't get that, let me just go over that again. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. I mean, this is real powerful. It's really inspiring. It really gives us something to really think about. It's an in-depth study of God's word. The word of God brings power to us, and it lets us know what is about to happen. The Bible said that we don't know the day or the hour when Christ will come. The Bible says that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have light and that we can have it more abundantly. I want you to know that we are in those last days. We have a day that we don't know when Christ will return. But when we begin to look at the word of God, when we begin to study the word, like we're going to study today from Daniel and Revelation, it will give us a depth study of what is going to happen and how God has set this thing up for us so we can know beforehand the things that's going to happen before he comes. We need to know the word of God. We need to know the things that are going to happen before, the things that are going to happen after he comes. We need to know that we serve, and you have the privilege, you have the right, and you can serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last, and he is the one and truly God, the only God, no other God but our God. So today, let's get ready to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to once again to be able to partake, to eat of the bread, to be able to get revelation, to be able, Father, get interpretation, God, to be able, Father God, to see your word the way, God, that you have given to us, that we can have that illumination, God, of your word, and God, that we won't err, and God, that we won't trust in another, but God, that we will trust in you, God, that we won't trust in that Antichrist, and God, those that are pretending, and those that are saying that they are you, and God, the miracles that will be happening, and things that will be happening in the next days, and people are going to be deceived. And Father, right now, we bind that spirit, Father God, of Antichrist in the world today and among your people, that they will stand, that they will be believed, and God, that they will not turn to apostasy. And Father God, that they will not deny you, and God, that they will, Father God, will not let the spirit of deception take hold of their life. Father, Lord, even as the discussion will be spirited up today, Father God, give the people that are listening, God, touch their hearts, and God, that they'll read it and read it, and God, that they'll discuss it, and God, that they'll begin to pray even more. God, that they will tell others about you and what you have prepared and what will happen, God, in our world today. And Father, we thank you and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our first topic will be Rise of the Beast. It will come from Daniel 7th chapter and the 7th verse. 8th and through the 8th verse, then the 23rd through the 25th, and then we're going to go and read Revelation 13, 1 and 2. We would like to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast Pastor Francina Shank. God bless you as you listen to the woman of God.
To God be the glory. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy this day, and it's by his grace I'm here. Thank you so much, Dr. McCoy. It is my honor to be here and speak for the Lord today. I'm going to be speaking from Daniel chapter 7, verse 7 through 8, and it's talking about the rise of the beast. Here we are in the book of Daniel. Daniel was one of those children that were in the captivity. The children of Israel were taken into captivity into Babylon. And Daniel was one of those children of the household of the king. So he was a royal heir to the throne of Jesus Christ through King David, praise God. And so he was in the king's house, and God had gifted Daniel to interpret dreams and visions. God would reveal to Daniel what those dreams and visions meant. And so Daniel had a nice position in the household of Belshazzar. At this time, he was the king of Babylon. So anyway, let me go into chapter 7, verse 7. After this, I saw in the night, this is Daniel, visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Diverse, that means it was unusual than the other beasts before it. Verse 8, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in the horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Well, in my studying about these beasts that Daniel saw, these four beasts, they represent Babylon and most of the famous kings in that time, kingdoms that would come and before. The lion symbol uses the strength and power of the kingdom. And that was Nebuchadnezzar, and he was at one time ruling Babylon. The wings symbolize the swiftness of his victories, and the standing up as a man represents the humanitarian characteristic of Nebuchadnezzar in his later years. But I believe it don't just mean that according to what God has revealed to me. It's got more to do to what we're seeing in this end time. There have been men that have came on the scene with great swelling words. I mean, what the world called charismatic, or they got this power to draw people to them. That's what that means. And they speak a lot of great words where men and women are drawn to what they're saying. And that's what the scripture is saying about this beast was speaking great swelling words like a man. He was like a man, but speaking great swelling words. And what that mean was he had the ability to speak words, and men were like drawn to him or seduced by him or what he was saying, and they believed like every word he was saying. And you see that today. So this is like Dr. McCoy was saying, that spirit of Antichrist is anything against God. So it's Antichrist. If it doesn't represent Christ or Jesus Christ, it's against God in every form and fashion. And you see that spirit today in the world. It's against everything. It's against Christmas, anything with Christ in it. It's against the Ten Commandments, where they've displayed these symbols in courthouses and different things. And you got the Antichrist spirit wanting them to take that down. Like this lady came on the scene, Margaret O'Hare, and she protested against prayer in school. Well, that's the spirit of Antichrist. So anyway, moving on, you know, these beasts represents kingdoms and rulers. The bear is a picture of, no, I went too far. Let me go down. The fourth beast, that little horn, that's another king that will arise after the 10 other kings or kingdoms, and they will war against each other to take over. And so you've seen that, and those of you that have studied history and Bible history, you know that we had rulers and kingdoms that came on the scene to take over and conquer most of the world. We had like Alexander the Great, and he came from the Greek Empire. The Greek Empire, and Nebuchadnezzar was Babylon, that's Persian Empire. And then, you know, we seen the Roman Empire came on the scene. And so we had these different dictators or rulers that come on the scene to conquer the whole world. But they did not stand. Their kingdom failed. Now I'm moving on to Revelation. Revelation, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse. As I read over there, Revelation 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy, a blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his feet and great authority. Now, the beast that the prophet John is seeing, or the apostle John is seeing in his vision that God gave him, is just like the beast that the prophet Daniel saw, that God showed him. The bear, the leopard, the lion, and all these horns, they represent kingdoms. The sea here represents the Gentile nations of the world from which this beast comes. The beast is the Antichrist, the false Messiah, that will come on the scene and seduce people or trick people that he is the Messiah, that he's Jesus. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. So God wanted to get his people prepared for this. And we see more and more evidence of that today, evidence of that today in the world today. Then you see he is the he's going to be the final Gentile world ruler, also known as the little horn. It's, I just read about it in Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 8th verse. The coming prince he will be. And the dragon, that represents Satan. It says that the dragon gave him his power. And Satan is called the dragon. That's one of his name. And one, another one of his name is that old serpent, the devil, or the dragon, or Beelzebub. He's known by many names. And he is the deceiver of the nations. And he's going to deceive many to follow this Antichrist, this beast that's going to come on the scene. He's going to speak blasphemy against God. That's that spirit of Antichrist, saying that God does not exist, God is not real, where has he been all this time, what has delayed his coming. You know, we that are believers, we've heard this said many times. Where is he? Why is he delaying his coming? But Jesus himself said that all these things was going to happen, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in many different places, pestilence, famine. And so we're seeing that more and more today. But those of us who know, we're not going to be deceived by the Antichrist. Jesus distinctly said that. That if it were possible, they shall fool even the very elect. He said many false prophets were going to rise. And many, you know, say that I'm the Messiah. I'm over here and I'm over there. But so, you know, God has given us clarity and vision and discernment to know when the time of his coming is coming. And so the Bible says if it were possible, they shall see even the very elect of God. Listen to those words. If it were possible. And so those of us who endure going through this time of persecution by the beast, this Antichrist, we're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Praise God. And so we got to be alert and be aware and stay prayerful and look so we won't be deceived. But the Bible says many are going to be deceived by this beast, this Antichrist. And he's going to speak great things, bad things. That's what blasphemy means, against God. And we see that today. And it say his resemblance is like that unto a leopard, a bear, and a lion. Because he's going to fool people so much. You know, they're going to think, he's the one. He's the Messiah. The beast is real. They're going to be fooled. He's going to do things like give to the poor, help the homeless, all this kind of stuff. And it's going to even do miracles and stuff. And so the people of God got to be alert and be aware. But this is about those countries that going to come and lead with the beast. So we got to be on alert at that time. And I just thank God for his word today. And for equipping us as the people of God to know where this is going to happen and where it's coming from. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy. Thank you so much, woman of God.
We would like to thank Pastor Francina Shank for sharing with us about the rise of the beast. It's so important that we know truth. The Bible said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said that whosoever, you know, we believe, if we partake of God's word, and we study the word of God, and we ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the word, then we won't have to be deceived. But here we find that Pastor Shanks talked about the rise of the beast. That is going to happen. She already have given us the book in the Bible, which came from Daniel, the seventh chapter. You need to go back. You need to read that seventh chapter and read Revelation, that 13th chapter of Revelation. Now, it is so important that we get the word. It's no time for us to be not to be informed. If we don't have time to not to seek the word of God, seek Christ through his word, seeking him through prayer, it's time for us to know what is about to happen and what's going to happen and what's going to come in this life. So therefore, the word of God, God loves us so much. I mean, God loves us so much that he has caused the people of God to write his word, to give the inspired word to his people, and to that they too can get revelation and understanding of his word. It's good that when we can hear people teach and preach about the word of God, and that is something that it has done. But it's also important that we study for ourselves, that we enrich our own lives, and as God began to speak to us, that we'll be even more strengthened when we can go and we can study the word ourselves. So when we look at our second topic, the power of the beast, and that is taken from Revelation 13 chapter, beginning at that third verse. And it reads, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto this beast, who is able to make war with him?" In other words, who is able to make war with the beast? "And there were given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." We already have heard what Pastor Shanks had already shared with us today about the beast and the things that are going to happen and how they're going to blaspheme to God. And they are going to be people, unbelievers, those that haven't read the word, those that haven't believed the word, those that haven't walked in the word, those that were taking their ease, those that were going back and being relaxed, those that thought and left it up to somebody else. They are the ones that are not going to know what is happening in these days and time. They're the ones that are going to see the miracles that's happening from the beast, from the false prophet, from the Antichrist, and they're not going to know what's going on. They're going to accept anything. You ever heard the phrase that people say, they'll just take anything, they'll just accept anything? Well, when you don't know the truth, you're going to accept a false doctrine. It's because of the fact that you don't know truth. You cannot be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And then when we look at the sixth verse, he says, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name." I mean, this is powerful. This is something that we need to pay attention to. You know, it's just like today when men and women and boys and girls, how they are taken down. It's not everybody taken down. It's not everybody standing up for life and not taking heed to the truth. It's not everyone, but there are a a means of people. There are people on this earth that are taken down in this day and this time because of the fight that they want to call righteousness, things that are supposed to be righteous that God has given us from the foundation of this world into his people as a roadmap for us to follow, for us to be able to get eternal life in order to live according to not our righteousness, the righteousness of God, which is by faith. They have decided that we're going to take the easy way out. And they've decided that we're going to believe what majority believe. And we're going to take down, and we're going to call, this is okay. You know, we want to, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and we're not going to change. We rather change than to stand on the word of God. We're going to change. We're going to change what the word of God says. We're going to do what we want to do. And then we see that in the word of God that when we turn our heart and heart from God, then we will begin to do the same thing that the world is doing. We'll do the same thing that unbelievers will do. We'll do the same thing that infidels are doing. We'll blaspheme God's holy name. So the word tells us that in that sixth verse, and he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God. Who in their right mind will blaspheme our God? Who in their right mind will blaspheme his name? Well, we take as Pastor Shanks has already shared with us. There was a time when we was able to pray in school. When we were children and going to elementary school, junior high school, we were able to pray. Senior high school, we were able to pray. Especially when we were growing up, we were able to pray in the morning. We were able to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We were able to do all of these things because they were under God. And we respected him, and we wouldn't dare not to do that. We would dare not to stand or win the pledge of allegiance of the flag when we pledge to this flag of America. And we all, everybody prayed. But it's time and a day that we live in, we see that the Antichrist have sneaked in and have brought the spirit of deception into the hearts of the people. And it's just like a fire that's going through our nation and making people think that wrong is right. And it's not. Anything wrong is not right. You cannot change the word of God. Word of God said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. We cannot change the word of God. It's truth. God's word is true. And it said it will, and it's talking about blasphemy. They're going to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Come on. Look at what God's word is saying. That's why we have to put on the whole armor of God. We have to put on the helmet of salvation. We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Because if we don't do this, and the world and the time that we're living in, when people are changing their mind about Christ, it's not everybody. It's billions and millions of people that love God. Come on. That love God, that will give their life for Christ, that will stand up boldly and proclaim his name. But there are people that, in this dispensation of time, that are saying that the things that God has, when they, things that they once believed, they're backing down. You remember Nebuchadnezzar? You remember how he made this image and how the people had to bow down to the image? If they didn't bow down to the image, that they were, how they were going to be dealt with. You know how the people turned into, they were going to put them in the fiery furnace and all of the things that he said that he was going to do to them because they wanted them to deny the Christ, the living God. Remember that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were men of God. They did not deny him. I remember another section of the word that Daniel did not deny him when he was praying, when he prayed three times a day, when the enemy tried to come against him, because he was praying, because he was interceding before God when he went to pray in his room. The enemy knew what he was doing. We have to know, we have to be strong. We have to be aggressive in our walk with Christ, that we don't be weak-kneed and we won't be cowardly. And we have integrity, and we have honesty, and that we'll live according to God's righteousness, that we will put on this whole armor of God. We can't put it on one day and leave it off the next day. But we have to put on the whole armor of God. We're in that time. We're in those times when Christ is soon to come. And I said again, no, we don't know the day of the hour. The ancient heaven don't know the day or the hour. But listen, when we read Matthew 25th chapter, you would see that we're in these days. When you read St. Luke, the 21st chapter, you will see that we're in the day. When you read, again, the 13th chapter of Matthew, you'll see that we're in those days, the Word of God is bringing it and letting us see how close we are, because warning comes before destruction. So we have to, God wants to warn his people. He don't want them to be blind. He don't want them to walk around blind. He don't want them to be the spirit of deception and take hold upon them, but he wants them to know the truth. So they're going to make war with the saints. Are you a saint? Get ready. You know, the Bible says, even as he has suffered in the flesh, to arm yourself likewise to suffer. You are saint, and you believe God. In other words, you're a believer, and you're Holy Ghost filled. You're holy. You're sanctified, and holy and sanctified is not a dirty and a nasty word. The Bible said, be ye holy, but I am holy. And that pertaineth to whether or not you're Methodist, whether or not you are Presbyterian, whether you're Catholic, whether or not you're non-denominational, wherever you may, what your denomination is, you got to be holy. You got to be sanctified. You know, that's what the word says. Even in John 17, he sanctified us through the truth. So, therefore, when we look at that seventh bird, and it was given to them to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Everybody's going to need to know what is about to happen and what can happen one day, and it truly will happen. Don't you know? Because God said every knee will bow. Whether you're good or bad, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. This is a serious matter. It's a matter that we need to pay more attention to. It's a matter where you don't have to be fearful, but you need to be a believer. You need to be a Holy Ghost believer. And in that eighth verse, it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life. That's something that, I mean, listen, I need to read that again. That's very important. Listen, this is what the word saying. It's not something Dr. McCoy said, made up, or something that that I want you to do. Of course, I want you to do it, but it is from God. It says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Worship that beast whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, if you have not said yes to God's will, yes to his way, if you are not living according to God's word, if you're not living according to God's righteousness, then his righteousness, not your righteousness, his righteousness by faith. If your name is not written in the book of life, the word let us know, the word tells us that we, those that are not written in the book of life, these people are the ones that will work, they're the ones that's going to be slain. And to make it sure to you again, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. That's something that sounds like Nebuchadnezzar. You know, I have no problem relating other scriptures, things that happen, things that about to happen, and things that happen today to what the Word of God says. It says, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain for the foundation of the world. If you're not written in the book of life, then you're going to bow down and you're going to worship the beast. If you're not living right, you're going to bow down. You know why? Because you're living in the flesh. You know why? Because you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord. You know why? Because you want to live and you not want to die. You know why? Because you want the things of this world and you don't want to let the things of this world pass by you. And you don't want the flesh to be bothered with or to be harmed or to be hurt. You don't want to die. But yet, Christ is letting us know how to prepare ourselves. And the only way we can prepare ourselves is through the Word of God. It says, if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. I got to move on. He that leaveth unto captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and his speck as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Deadly wound was healed. He was wounded. He died. But then he was healed, was brought back to life. And in the 13th verse it says, and he doeth great wonders. Watch this now. Watch this. I mean, I thank God for signs and wonders. I thank God for miracles. I thank God because God is a miracle working God. When I read the Word of God, when I see the great and mighty things that God done and the things that God is doing. When I read Genesis and through Revelation, we can see the power of God. But there's going to be a slashing devil. There's going to be an antichrist out there that's going to do things to make the world that don't know him believe that he is somebody and that he is it and that he and called Jesus Christ and all the blaspheme his name. I mean, we got to know the truth. We got to know the Word of God. And it says in that 13th verse, and he doeth great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You know how men and women, people get excited about things that unnatural, things that happen. you know, there's some things are done to get people's attention. Some people, things are done for people to believe that they, the spotlight is on them, and to believe what I'm saying, believe what I'm what I'm showing you. I'm almost finished. And in that 14th verse, and it says, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he has power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make the image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power. He had power to give life unto the image of a beast. And the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in the forehead. It's coming today. You may say, this is not going to happen. But I'm telling you, as a woman of God, as the most of all, as the word of God, these things are going to happen. And it's going to come, it will come a time that you are not going to be able to buy or sell without having that Antichrist mark on you. And it's going to be in your right hand or your forehead. And if you don't take that mark, you're not going to be able to buy. You're not going to be able to eat. But it's better for you to die than to take that mark on your right hand or your forehead. It's better for you not to eat. It's better not to deny Christ. And in that 17th verse, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, but it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. When we look at the word of God, when we look at, as an example, when we look at celebrity, you know, we look at them as something phenomenal. You know, most of everybody likes celebrities. You know, they like the way they look. They like the way they speak. We like the way that they, the talent that they have. I mean, whether they center or not. You know, a lot of people love it, and they run after it. They stay up all night long to get in long lines in order to support the celebrity, because this is something that that attracts their attention. And sometimes we're in a habit of agreeing. I believe that sometimes the things that we look at, whether it's on a movie or whether it's on television, if it's not of God, we're in agreement with that spirit. If it's not of God, if it's not living of Christ, we need to think about this thing. Well, there are people that have these talents. They draw people. They draw these crowds. And they want the attention. They think this is something that they deserve in order to have. They have charm. They elegant in their speech. They have the ability to manipulate others. They often assume to be qualified to speak no matter what they have to say, whether it's right or wrong. This is always dangerous. Listen to me. It's always dangerous. Look at the person's life. Look at what the life that they live. You have to be an example. If a person is, their life is not exemplifying Christ, you cannot believe everything that you, the people that you think, whether it's male or female, boy or girl, you cannot go lose your spiritual aspect and perspective of life by running after things that are not of God. People are trusting people. They are listening to them like it is the word, I mean the true word, and it's right what they say and what they stand for. But the what we need to do, and I'm getting ready to close, what we need to do, we need to stand on the word of God. We need to know God for ourselves. No matter how much power anybody seems to have, because we're talking about the power of the beast, and that's going to happen. No matter how much power a person identifies themselves as having, you have to look and measure it according to the word of God. You don't have to you can't measure according to the way you live, because we're not God. But we can measure according to the word of God. And if we can measure according to the word of God, is this person speaking the truth? Are they speaking God's word? Are they speaking righteous things today and then tomorrow they are speaking unrighteousness? Are they doing things according to their will and not God's will? We have to know God for ourselves. We have to live it for ourselves according to the word of God. And these days, at this time that we live in, we have to arm ourselves in righteousness. We thank God for being able to look at this very important topic today, the Antichrist. Go back and read it for yourself. Read Daniel, the entire chapter. Chapter 7 of Daniel. Sometimes when I get ready to read something, it tells me to read chapter 7, 1 through 5. I will try to go and read that whole chapter. And you know what? It's good to read 4 chapters. If you're really studying, read at least 4 chapters before then, so that you can know and understand what's going on before the chapter that you're actually going to read. And also, we need to do that because it's time for us to get more and for God. You ought to tell God today, God, give me more. I need more, God. I need more of your anointing. I need more of your power. And I need more of your spirit. We would like to thank Pastor Francina Shanks for speaking with us today about the rise of the beast. And we thank God for the topic, Power of the Beast, that was taken from Revelation 13th chapter, the 3rd through the 18th verse. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you, God. We thank you for your word. That your word, how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. God, we thank you, Father, for giving us power over the power of darkness. We thank you, God, for enabling us, Father God, to be strengthened by your word. And God, we thank you today for making us courageous men and women of God. God, we thank you, Father, for giving us word in a timely time that in the day, God, that we see that the spirit of deception is around us, is in the world, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you will strengthen, Father, that backslider. God, to bring them back to you, God, today. Those that are walked off and those that have looked the other way. And God, those that are pretending that they are saved and not saved in the spirit of deception, God, I pray that you will touch them. And God, turn their heart back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you, God, to right now to cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember no more. I pray, God, even now, that you will make them brand new creatures in Christ Jesus, old things pass away and all things become new. And God, I pray that you will give us understanding. And God, that you that we will know you in the height and the depth of your word. And God, that you will give us, Lord God, that which we need daily. God, we just give you praise for it. We need more of you. We need bread each and every day. Father, bread, the bread of life. God, we need you, God, that we can be filled. God, that we won't be empty. God, cause us to ever flow, Father, with your spirit and your power. God, ever give us, Lord, that rivers of living water, God, deep down in our heart, Father, that we'll be flowing with the word. And God, that the deceptive spirit will not be able, God, to come into our heart and cause us to be, Father God, hard-hearted and cause us, Father God, to worship other gods. And God, cause us to bow down to the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask the God to do it even now. Father, I pray for those that are sick, those that have infirmities in their bodies. Father God, we pray healing. We send the word of healing. God, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your word say, ask, and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be opened. You said, Father, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, God, every form of cancer, every form of leukemia, Father, every blood clot, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, every condition of the heart, Father God, we pray healing right now. Father God, all over this world, this nation, Father God, those that are listening to this broadcast, God, those that will be listening to this broadcast, Father, I pray healing. And God, I pray strength to the body of Christ. God, that they be renewed, that their minds will be renewed. God, your word says for us not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The Lord, heal the mind. Father, live out, heal our heart. God, our physical as well as spiritually heart. Heal it, Father God, our mind, soul, and our spirit. Heal it right now. And God, if there are any infirmities in our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we send forth the word. Father God, your miraculous, Father, healing power. Father God, that it would manifest it. God, that the world would see. And they will know, God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and that you are forever. And Father, we thank the Lord God for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. This we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. We would like to thank our listening audience to continually to hear what God has for you, because what, and listen and be obedient for what God has for you, that you can be able to have a life in him. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Again, we thank Pastor Francina Shanks for being a part, again, of the Breakthrough Broadcast.